your car was coming out of the pit area.
Before this race car driver hit the track,
I drove out, I stopped, looked in both directions.
Someone hit her first.
And he rammed into me, he drove across my car and kept going.
You're supposed to wait until it's safe, and you didn't.
But what about his track record?
Yeah, he has no driver's license to be operating a vehicle. He should not have been operating a vehicle.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Race car driver Jennifer Landrum is suing Jeffrey Hannum for an accident outside the pit area of a racetrack.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 150 on the calendar in the matter of Landrum versus Hannum.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Each of you claim that the other is responsible for an automobile accident that happened, as I understand it, in a race car area. Is that right?
Ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
Only one of you is a race car driver. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor.
That would be you.
Yes, Your Honor.
You are not.
No.
Ms. Landrum, would you tell me on what date this accident happened?
May 4th of this year. It was a Friday night.
How long have you been driving?
Racing 4 years.
Who are these people?
My stepfather and my husband.
Do they have anything to do with this track?
Yes.
Tell me what.
They were part of my racing team.
And you race for money?
I race as a hobby.
So there's no money involved?
Well, you pay when you come into the gate, but nothing, you don't win no money.
How much does it cost you to come in?
$35.
And if you come in for $35, that means you can drive your car?
Yes.
And, Mr. Hannum, what were you doing there?
I'm a part of my cousin's pit crew.
So you weren't driving? You
no.
were part of the pit
no,
crew?
No, ma'am.
Okay. This arm has nothing to do with this accident. Is that right?
Correct.
Was this from a car accident?
No, I fell on my elbow and I shattered it.
Drive race cars and you've just fell on your elbow.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Landrum, would you go over and show me, please, your version of how this accident happened on the 4th of May?
Yes, Your Honor. On the 4th of May, we on the PA system, my street category was called to go to lanes 4 and 5. So I got into my car, I drove out, I stopped, looked in both directions to see if I was cleared to pull out into the road. If I could pull out to the road, I seen the defendant right through in this area. I had nobody over here.
No, just so you saw him where?
I saw him about 60 to 75 feet out. I saw him about right through here. He appeared as he was slowing down. I was pulling out into the road, and he rammed into me. He drove across my car and kept going, and he parked his car right here.
Okay, so your car was coming out of the pit area.
Yes, Your Honor.
He was driving on the main road.
Yes.
You stopped and you saw his car.
Yes, Your Honor.
But you came out anyway, and you were going in the opposite direction of the way he was going.
Correct.
Got it. Step back.
May I approach the chart?
Absolutely, sir. Now it's your turn.
Okay, for one thing, Your Honor, there's no way that she stopped.
Don't tell me no way she stopped.
Okay, she
just
didn't
tell me.
She
just
did not stop.
Okay.
And another reason, there was a 24-foot motorhome parked right here. So she couldn't have seen me. It was my witness's motorhome that was parked there. I was driving in the right lane I was supposed to be, and all of a sudden, she just slammed into the side of me. I didn't even see her.
Okay, step back. Did either of you witness this?
I conducted the investigation afterwards, Your Honor.
Not interested.
These two witnesses.
Not interested. Did either of you witness the events?
I did not witness the accident, but
that's
I was the first
here.
Person to talk to Hannum afterwards.
No, that's wrong.
Just a sec. Shh. You spoke to Mr. Hannum afterwards.
Right.
As did I.
He showed up 2 hours later.
Don't speak. Okay. Tell me what you said to him, what he said to you.
I was approximately 30 yards.
I don't care where you were, you didn't see it.
Right. I rushed over to the accident. My wife was walking towards me. I asked her if she was okay. She was. She was very upset. I took about 2 steps further, and he was there. I asked him with my arms out, what happened? He goes, I didn't see her. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry. He said it like 3 times. He kept apologizing.
Good. Sit down.
Thank you.
I did hear
him say
that.
Just a second. What you don't understand, Mr. Landrum, is your wife saw him. That's according... Mr. Hannum, I can just as easily throw you out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I get paid whether I throw you out or not. Now you got it?
I understand.
Now, is your last name Landrum?
No, my last name is Shaw, ma'am.
Mr. Shaw, your wife saw him.
Yes, Your Honor.
She proceeded anyway.
Yes, Your Honor.
Got it?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, who witnessed it?
No, both of these.
One
I didn't know these people before the accident.
One at a time.
Hi.
Tell me your name.
Carrie Sutherland.
Tell me what you do with the track.
I am a chief of a pit crew.
Is that the same pit crew that Mr. Hannum is involved with?
No, not at all.
From another pit crew?
Yes.
And you were there on that day?
Yes, I was.
Go ahead.
I was standing in front of my motorhome.
Would you go over and point out where your motorhome was?
Our motorhome was pitted right here, and we have a 24-foot motorhome.
Okay.
I was standing right here, right in front of my motorhome, just
okay,
to the
so
right of it.
So you could see Ms. Landrum come out of her pit area?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell me what you saw.
I came out, when I saw her come out of her pit, what I saw was her just coming straight out, and then all of a sudden, his car was there, and she was into it, and that's all I saw on it. But it was right in front of me when it happened.
Good.
So.
Thank you.
Your Honor.
Shh. Shh.
My name is Shelby Riddle. I was standing approximately to the left. I was out on the street.
Go on, show me.
I had walked over to the driver's side of the motorhome, which was on the return road, and I saw him coming, but I did not know that she was coming out. But as I was proceeding to walk around the motorhome, all I saw was her just go. She didn't even look. She looked to the right, which was right, but she did not look left. She just proceeded to go straight, and I saw her look to the right, and she just went and slammed right into his rear quarter panel.
Now, Ms. Landrum, you wanted to say something.
There's no way they could have seen the accident. They were both on the other side of this RV. When the accident had happened, it was on the other side of the RV. Mm-hmm.
This is my problem with what you tell me, Ms. Landrum. You saw Mr. Hannum's car. It's your responsibility, coming from where you were, to ensure that his car was in a safe position. Your husband says that when he approached the scene, he said, I didn't even see her. Well, there's a reason that he didn't see you, because the vision of your car was being blocked by the RV that was there.
Your Honor, with all due respect, I did speak to the defendant afterwards.
You can stand up, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And?
Okay. My name is John Sampson. I'm her stepfather. I also race.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the evening, after she had called me and told me that she
don't
had
don't tell me. Just tell me what he said to you, sir, and you said to him. You didn't see it? You didn't witness it?
I did not witness the
it?
Accident.
You didn't see it?
I did take photographs of the scene afterwards. There were skid marks on ground.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm only listening to what your stepdaughter told me. She saw his car. She did not gauge it right. Don't give me with all due respect. According to him and according to your son-in-law, he said, I didn't see her car. She says she saw his car, and all she had to do was wait.
Race cars have the right of way.
Sit down.
Okay.
Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're not supposed to be crossing that street. You got a red light with a big hand on it and said, don't cross. I'm going to just keep going. And if I hit you, I hit you. And if I miss you, I miss you. Does that sound ridiculous to you?
And later today.
I drove about a half a block, and she said, hey, I'll show you how much power this truck has. So we switched seats. She sped up, and I was getting, like, scared. So I closed my eyes, and next thing you know, we ended up in trees.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Race car driver Jennifer Landrum says Jeffrey Hannum is responsible for an accident on a racetrack. Jeffrey claims the collision was Jennifer's fault.
Now, Ms. Landrum, I can understand a sign that says you must yield to race cars, but you have to be able to see them to yield to them. And if your car is being blocked by a giant motorhome so that he can't see you, but you, according to you, peeked out and saw him, then you're supposed to wait until it's safe. and you didn't.
It's your fault.
Your Honor?
No, you're not listening. She saw him. You know, it's like when somebody says to me, you know, if the light is flashing and you're a pedestrian, you're not allowed to cross the street, and a car is coming and it's got a green light, and the car's coming down the road and it says, well, I have the right of way. You're not supposed to be crossing that street. You got a red light with a big hand on it and said, don't cross. I'm going to just keep going. And if I hit you, I hit you. And if I miss you, I miss you. Does that sound ridiculous to you? Well, that's what you're suggesting. You're suggesting it's because you have the right of way because you're a race car driver and another car may not see you, but you see them. You're supposed to be smart enough to say, you know what? I'll wait another 3 seconds for that car to go rather than whipping out of my space.
He was 60 to 70 feet down. I had plenty of time to turn.
How much was the damage to your car?
$5,918.32.
I'd like to see it, please.
And here's some pictures of the accident, the cars.
Judge, the defendant does not even have a license, nor insurance. There's absolutely no reason for him to be up there.
Listen to me, sir.
Driving.
That's not what this is about. The accident didn't happen because he didn't have a license. Even if he doesn't have a license, the accident happened because your wife didn't stop a car when she saw another car coming from the opposite direction. She went out anyway.
Yes.
She didn't exercise caution and judgment. And according to you, the first thing he said to you was, I'm sorry, I didn't even see her car. But she saw his. Think about the pedestrian crossing the street and the car that has the right of way because it's got a green light. Do you hit the pedestrian or do you stop? That's what I'm telling her. She should have stopped. She saw him. Stop because maybe he's a nut. Maybe he's going to drive erratically, but she saw his car.
Your Honor, he has no driver's license to be operating a vehicle. He should not have been operating a vehicle.
You should have stopped. That's what happens. You should have stopped. And if you stopped at the pit and let his car pass you, would you have had an accident? No. And that's whether he had a driver's license or not, whether he had a suspended license or not. All you had to do was stop an extra couple of seconds, and you didn't. Judgment on the counterclaim in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
There was no denying. She was not even looking.
She slammed right inside me.
My husband came up and seen if I was okay.
She seemed like she was really dazed.
I ran immediately over to him.
I was right in front. She pulled out right into him.
Then I proceeded to come over to her and make sure she was okay.
Our position was that he shouldn't have been there to begin with.
The gentleman should never been on the track or had a vehicle up there.
He had no operating license. He had no insurance. He had no business being on the road.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ontiveros versus Orozco, step forward.
Jessica Ontiveros is suing her sister-in-law, Ilana Orozco, for damaging her truck when she took her 13-year-old daughter, Alyssa, on a joyride.
Bird, would you bring this young lady up right here? Tell me your first name.
Alyssa.
Alyssa, you know who I am, right?
Yeah.
And you know what court is, right?
Yes.
You know about telling the truth in court?
Yes,
things
ma'am.
That can happen to you if you don't tell the truth in court? There are some serious consequences. Got it?
Got it.
You remember the day that the truck was in the accident?
Yes, ma'am.
You were home by yourself?
With my brother and sisters, yes.
And then your aunt came over. And do you know why she came over?
To get my other aunt.
Your other aunt wasn't there yet?
No.
I want you to tell me what happened with your mom's truck.
Okay. I was excited that I was learning how to drive.
Who was teaching you how to drive?
My mother.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
How old do you have to be to drive?
Where 16. You live?
Do you have a learner's permit?
No, ma'am.
Where were you learning how to drive?
Around our town.
Your mother was letting you drive the truck around town?
Yeah, with her permission and with her in the truck.
And so you were excited that your mother was teaching you how to drive and?
And I told her, and then she said, well,
you told who?
I told my Aunt Ilana. And she said, well, let's go in the truck. So we got in the truck, and I drove first. I did. I drove about a half a block, and she said, hey, let's drive. I'll show you how much power this truck has. So I put it in park. We switched seats, and she turned a corner. She sped up, and I was getting, like, scared. So I closed my eyes, And next thing you know, we ended up in trees. And that's when the truck hit.
And your aunt left the scene of the accident. Mm-hmm. So she was driving the truck.
Yes.
Not you.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're not teaching her right. You're teaching her that under certain circumstances, it's okay to break the law.
I just need her to be prepared.
No!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Ontiveros says her sister-in-law, Ilana Orozco, wrecked her truck and then lied about it.
Okay. Now, did you and your aunt decide to tell a story that you were driving the truck?
No.
When your mom came home, did you tell your mother what happened?
No, I did not.
What did you tell your mother happened?
I told her we hit a deer going to get food.
Now, why did you lie to her?
Because I didn't want my aunt to get in trouble by my mom, and my aunt told me to tell my mom we hit a deer.
You hit a deer?
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the truth.
No.
Tell your mother the truth.
When my aunt was outside packing her stuff in her truck to leave.
What made you decide to tell your mother the truth?
Because I knew I was going to get in more trouble if I didn't.
Okay. We'll go back now. You have no business taking her out and driving around town in your truck.
Your Honor, you have to understand, I live in a town with 200 people. There's not even streets there. It's all dirt roads. I have 7 children. She's my oldest. There's no way that I ever could afford. If I don't teach her, nobody else is going to teach her.
I don't mind you teaching her. She can't get a license until she's 16.
I know, but we have a lot of responsibility at home, and she's the only one there to help me. If anything was to happen to me when I was at work, any situation, she would have to be responsible for, because this is all we have.
In the state where you live, is she allowed to drive a car at age 13?
No.
Then you're not teaching her right. You're teaching her that under certain circumstances, it's okay to break the law.
No, it's not okay to break the law.
But you are.
I just need her to be prepared.
No, she drives a car in town, and she can't do that.
Not even really a town. It's like a country.
You keep making excuses, and what I'm telling you
is... No, I understand what you're telling me.
This wouldn't have happened if she didn't say, I'm so excited that I'm learning how to drive. Let me show you.
This wouldn't have happened, Your Honor, if Ilana would have been the adult in the situation.
You're absolutely right. She should not have let her go out in a car because it's against the law. And if you don't recognize the fact that you're partially responsible for that, because you led her to believe it was okay, because she says, I'm driving in the car with my mother with her permission. You can't give her permission to break the law. When it's convenient for you, when it's expedient for the family, then it's okay to break the law. Otherwise, it's not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You shouldn't have gotten in the truck with her.
I do realize that.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but the responsibility for the accident is yours. May I please have the estimate of the truck?
I have 2 estimates, and I'm only take sooner for the lowest one.
Can I see pictures of it, please? You caused some serious damage to this truck.
Yes, ma'am.
And to neighbor's property. And this doesn't look so desolate. It looks like nice houses along this street. And you allow her to drive up and down that street? Shame on you. The estimate that you presented me with was $3,500. She's going to pay $2,500. The other $1,000 you're going to pay if you want to have the car fixed, because she shouldn't have been in a car.
I've already paid $1,000. Okay.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's all.
Why is that messed up?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She looks at me and she says, what are you looking at? And I said, nothing.
But whose words are whose?
And she called my whole family and me losers.
That's what you said about my family.
Judge Judy.
Her daughter, you know, proceeded to get in the truck regardless whether I was going to go or not.
She knows that she was responsible for it and she should have been wanting to pay the whole amount.
It's really unfortunate. It put a rift in our family.
Yeah, it's real sad.
If that rift fixes itself, it fixes itself. If it doesn't, no sweat off my back.
I kind of want to see it all just put, you know, aside, and because it does make it really hard when holidays do come around. I mean, you know, his mom is the one who suffers.